Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5, WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning is Janet Stolfi-Alfano. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the Diaper Bank of Connecticut. We're going to be talking about Connecticut's latest efforts to support the need for diapers in state. And it's definitely an issue that doesn't get a ton of attention, but is definitely very important. In fact, there has been an event just this past week to mark the need for diapers in Connecticut. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Janet, could you give me a summary of what this whole effort, what your whole cause and mission is all about?
Sure. So, as you suggested, diaper need may not be something that comes, you know, right to mind to a family, like food insecurity or heating insecurity, but that families with very young children who are low income don't have access to enough diapers to diaper their children in a healthy way. You know, diapers need to be changed every few hours in order to keep a baby safe and dry and healthy. And there can be significant consequences for the health and well-being of a baby. You know, things like diaper rash, which sound very insignificant, can actually turn, very badly if those conditions don't change, if the child does not have an adequate supply of diapers. It can turn into something that can cause severe health consequences. And not having enough diapers means that a parent cannot bring their child to childcare, as families are required to bring a full supply of diapers while their child is in care. It can actually inhibit a parent's ability to attend work or school because they can't drop their child off at childcare with an adequate supply. And in 2018, we did a study with UConn's Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis that actually showed that families were missing between 4 and 5 days of work per month. And for a low-income family, over the course of a year, that's a significant amount of income, you know, upwards of $6,000. So we know that it has significant health and economic impacts for children and their families.
Janet, could you talk a little bit about the history of your organization, how it came to be, and how you guys have kept it going through the years?
Sure. So we were formed in 2004 by a social worker, an amazing woman by the name of Joanne Goldblum, and she did home visits as part of her role as a social worker at the Yale Child Study Center. And she saw families that didn't have enough diapers to change a child's diaper as they should. And as a social worker, it's one of the things that's on your checklist to say, how is this parent doing? Are they taking good care of their children? Are they changing their diaper as appropriate? It's one of the things that she could actually have to report back on that could impact, you know, a family's household. And so it was something that came up and that she brought up to her coworkers and people that she knew to say, you know, families just need diapers. They don't need me to check off a list saying they're not a good parent. It's literally they just don't have enough money to afford this, and that there wasn't a supply. There wasn't federal subsidy. There, you know, you couldn't use your food stamp or any other subsidy for it. So it's something that she brought up and actually started out of her home with some like-minded individuals who helped her purchase diapers for organizations that were serving low-income families in the community. And it operated out of her home for the first year. And then, you know, over the years grew and grew. But the model is essentially the same. We actually partner with organizations in the community that are already serving families with young children, low-income families. You know, these families have relationships with the organizations that can range from home visiting programs to child care centers to health-related hospitals and health-related organizations, really a wide range to ensure that we are capturing as many families in the places that they go that they have trusted relationships.
Taking a look, Janet, at the mission of the Diaper Bank of Connecticut, in the very first sentence it says, "We work to raise awareness that too many in our community lack access to basic needs that are essential throughout individuals' lifespans." I just want to draw on the two words, raise awareness. How are you guys going about and getting through all of the clutter of the news of the day and all of the other great causes in Connecticut to spread word about what you're doing and tell people that, yes, in fact, this is an issue?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, and it's all interconnected. Certainly, if a family is in need of food, they're in need of diapers as well. The way in which we talk about our work and think about it is that those first 1,000 days are so critical for a young child's brain, for their development, and that so much happens during that time in terms of growth. And if you are a family who's struggling and you can't meet your basic needs, that's certainly going to impact how you develop and how your child develops. But what we like to do, again, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this. We talk about it, we feel like, incessantly. We talk about it to civic groups, to school groups. Students are incredibly engaged in this work. We also offer opportunities for folks to come to our volunteer space to help us sort and repack diapers that we get from diaper drives. And while we're doing that, really what we're doing is talking with them about this issue. And, you know, when we do that, we've seen this happen so many times where individuals, families, you know, corporate groups, they will have this moment of like, oh, wow, that's right. That, you know, I understand now that it's much easier for them to grasp once they've taken the time to understand or understand the connections between the health and well-being of children and the economic impacts because you couldn't access childcare. You know, all of those things are illuminating for folks, and we see that as a critical component of our work. Of course, the distribution and, of course, the advocacy and just making folks understand concretely, this is what it means. This is how it impacts families when they do not have enough money to provide basic needs for their families, and this is how it impacts that very young child. And I think it's a way for us to tell the story to folks who maybe wouldn't automatically be drawn to hearing stories about this if they haven't impacted it. It's a really concrete way to talk about what this means for families to not have enough money to afford their basic needs.
The Diaper Bank of Connecticut's Chief Executive Officer, Janet Stolfi-Alfano, is my guest this morning on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You mentioned the M word, money, just a moment ago. Yeah. And diapers aren't necessarily cheap. So where are you guys getting the fundraising to keep this going, to continue to not only get the diapers, but get them to where they need to go?
Exactly. You hit upon a critical piece. Certainly the diapers are expensive. We do purchase in bulk. And so we raise funds through individual donors, through grants. We have a line item in the state of Connecticut, and we are, you know, extraordinarily grateful that the state of Connecticut recognizes that this is a critical need for families, and that, again, any and all ways we can purchase in bulk so that we get a discounted rate compared to what someone, say, if they were going to their local BJ's or Target store. So we leverage that, and we are really always looking for new and innovative ways to generate revenue and really keep those expenses down as we can. Certainly the diapers and the transportation costs are really our two main costs. We are really lean in terms of staffing, but where it makes sense, certainly we reach out to philanthropy and donors and donors of diapers as well as monetary donors.
Could you talk about what Diaper Day at the Capitol is all about?
Sure. So Diaper Day at the Capitol is an opportunity for the Diaper Bank of Connecticut, as well as our colleagues and incredible partners at the Connecticut Hospital Association and hospitals across the state, as well as our many, many distribution partners, our longtime dedicated community organizations, to talk about this issue, to make legislators aware, more aware about the issue, to talk about this work and this partnership with the Connecticut Hospital Association. So our partnership with them and Connecticut's hospitals is really the first of its kind in the country. And we have worked with them to both, you know, screen families for diaper need and then connect them to resources, whether it's at the hospital or at a organization, a community-based organization near them. And looking at collecting data and trying to figure out what are the health-related impacts, and are we helping families get the services that they need and in turn potentially reducing some of their health-related expenses? So we know that this is an issue that families have. You know, 1 in 2 families have difficulty affording a sufficient supply of diapers for their children, so that ability to change as needed and that impact that it has on work and school. And we're just sharing that information with legislators, with the public, so that they understand that diapers are really critical to ensure that babies don't have avoidable medical conditions, you know, that all of these things that like urinary tract infections, diaper dermatitis, or diaper rash, that babies don't have to suffer with that, and that those medical conditions won't be exacerbated by not having enough diapers. So this day is really a day for us to engage with as many legislators as possible so that they truly understand the issue. You know, they are
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are stewards of state funds, and so we want them to really understand what we do and why this is so important for Connecticut's families.
I think that you brought up another great point, Janet, because I want to mention that we are in the 2024 legislative session, which is a shorter session than the longer one that we'll go through next year. But nonetheless, it is a legislative session. What kind of support does your team at the Diaper Bank of Connecticut receive from the state? And what are you lobbying to try to get?
So we have a line item, and we work with our partners at the Department of Social Services. We're a little over $700,000 a year, which we are so grateful for. We know that that covers a very small, that and our philanthropic dollars covers a very small fraction of the need that exists throughout the state of Connecticut. And so, of course, we are always looking for ways to expand on that with additional state dollars. Obviously, this year is a tricky year, and we understand that. And hopefully we will be able to gain some support if there are any additional ARPA dollars that we can continue to support families with this incredible need throughout the state of Connecticut. You know, like many organizations, we are coming off of some emergency COVID dollars. And while, you know, those funds are diminishing, the need has not. In fact, prior to the pandemic to now, the need prior to the pandemic was 1 in 3 families, and now it's 1 in 2. So we went from, you know, 33% of families needing, experiencing diaper need to 50%. And that hasn't changed because we know that the most harsh economic impacts felt through folks experiencing COVID were low-income families, and that hasn't changed. Their economic circumstances have not changed. And so any and all support that we can get for these families to make sure that they can meet this very basic need, we want to go ahead and do.
Janet Stolfi-Alfano is my guest this morning. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Diaper Bank of Connecticut. Does it concern you when you hear about the headlines that budget challenges might be coming up in the next, say, 2 to 3 years at the state level?
We're certainly always, you know, thinking about that. And that I started at the Diaper Bank in 2007. And so if you remember back in those days, there was always a budget deficit. We're happy to have a state line item. We know this need is critical. We are always flexible and adaptable so that we can ensure that families still have some level of support for this critical need. Yes, of course it does. All the budgetary issues, it seems as though the consequences of those fall most harshly on those who can least afford it. And so we will continue to advocate to ensure that families can access this basic need and quite frankly, many of the other ones that they need. We want to make sure that the burden of the state's budget does not fall on those least able to bear it.
What about other support for the work that you guys do? Do you ever work with any federal partners, or is it mostly state?
That's a great question. So over COVID-related dollars and ARPA-related dollars, We did have federal partnerships there, and we right now have an exciting program through, it's a diaper demonstration and research project with our community action agencies. It's really doing distribution and gathering some information so that we can make a case for why this is so critically important. We would take the support from wherever it came because we know how critical this issue is for families in the state. And there are some amazing champions, you know, at the federal and state levels. And we work with anyone and everyone, you know, really with bipartisan support for this issue. Folks understand it's very concrete. You know, everyone loves babies. And so we say, like, this is impacting babies in your community. And so we want to make sure that legislators at every level understand that.
Is this an issue that your team hears about throughout Connecticut? It's not just limited to one area or a handful of towns. This is widespread?
That's correct. Every community. This is an issue in every community.
And people might not realize that, you know, because in Connecticut it's so interspersed throughout the state.
That's right, really. Everywhere from, you know, the cities, the suburbs, rural areas, where, you know, where services are spread out and transportation is certainly a critical issue. Every area of the state has this issue. And we know that, you know, there's upwards of 80,000 children between ages, you know, newborns to three who potentially could use some support. It's that critical of an issue for families.
Janet Alfano is our guest this morning from the Diaper Bank of Connecticut. I wanted to ask you a different kind of question. We talked a lot about the support for the work that you guys do, whether it's coming from the state or the federal government or whatever. I wanted to ask you about alternatives to diapers. In the short term that somebody might be having a problem, they might have a shortage of diapers and they're trying to find some from your team or wherever they can get them, is there anything else that they can do?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And, you know, some we have folks who are interested in thinking about other types of diapers, like a potentially cloth diapers, and we do have some supply of that in our warehouse. And sometimes folks choose to, say, use a cloth diaper while they're at home with their child, and for child care, they would need, for the most part, they would need a supply of disposable diapers. So there are some options there, and we know that we want to be responsive to what families tell us that they need and want, particularly for, you know, those families who are having to bring diapers to child care. We know that they need a supply of disposable diapers to bring with them, so we certainly offer that.
How have you seen the work that your team has done change since your involvement beginning in 2007?
It's really been phenomenal to see the growth in understanding about the issue, and that when you talk to community members or groups or legislators and they are speaking your talking points back to you, it's pretty gratifying. There's much more of an understanding and a recognition that this is a critical need than there was in the beginning. I'm certain that Joanne dealt with this as well as the founder, but there's much more of an understanding than there was in the beginning. I can recall, you know, really folks kind of chuckling at the issue, that it was, you know, really insignificant. But I think, again, why raising awareness is so critical is that when folks hear that something so simple can have, you know, such health and economic impacts on a family, then they really get it and why it can be such a snowball effect. If you don't have enough diapers, you can't bring your child to childcare. You might have to bring your child to the doctor more. You know, you might miss work because of it and have to buy, you know, diaper rash cream or something else. For a family who does not make a lot of money, that is significant. And so I think just raising awareness about those points is easier now than it was back then.
Janet, do you guys ever need volunteers?
That's a great question. We love volunteers. We have opportunities for civic and corporate groups to come and help us do some, you know, packing and resorting of diapers to get ready for distribution. Certainly folks conduct diaper drives or virtual diaper drives, where if they don't have the ability to manage the logistics of a physical diaper drive, we can do kind of a virtual one and help raise funds on our behalf. So there's a lot of different ways in which folks can be involved, and we have some of that information on our website, and it's www.thediaperbank.org. But there are many ways in which folks can engage with us and volunteer. We love that.
What kind of donations do you guys accept?
We accept certainly monetary donations, because we can make those funds go farther because we are buying in bulk. We do also accept packages of diapers and other products as well, such as incontinence products and period supplies, but primarily infant and toddler diapers. We do accept those as well.
Do you guys have a need for adult diapers?
We absolutely distribute those as well, and have take donations of those as well, yes.
Janet, I'm so glad that we had the time to talk this morning on Face Connecticut. I just wanted to wrap up in the last few moments here. Could you go over contact information so people can know how to get in touch with you guys and know how to make donations if they have anything to give?
Certainly. If you go to our website at thediaperbank.org, you can find out how to volunteer or make a donation or conduct a diaper drive. It's all right there on our page. We have an info@thediaperbank.org email address for a quick question. And our main phone number is 203-934-7009. Although website would probably be the best way to start.
Janet, any final thoughts, maybe something that we missed or didn't get to in our chat?
I guess I would say, one, just thanks to you and everyone listening. We are lucky to live in a state like Connecticut where there is, you know, support for issues like this, and we need more to make sure that we can serve families who need it. So thank you all again.
Janet, happy to spend some time with you and talk about this. Let's catch up again at some point, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.